Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on First Date...
I'm sure it'll come to me later, but...
You can DM me.
Yeah. Oh, already did. but when I got to college and I started doing film school, that's what I really liked. But before that, maybe I had a pretty hot English teacher in 11th grade, Miss Saffron.
Not the question. That's a red flag.
What are we talking about again? That's a red flag in my parents. What are you doing? Why are you trying to cockblock me, Dad? Do you want grandkids or not?
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
First date.
Here we go, another episode of First Date. My guest today can be seen literally everywhere on the internet. He's got billions
Only
of
fans.
Views. He's a comedian, an author, a writer, an actor. He's been featured on Comedy Central, MTV, Barstool Sports. I mean, the list goes on and on. You guys, welcome, Trevor Wallace.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Who was that voice in the intro? Was that you?
The singer?
No, the other one.
The one talking.
Yeah.
Like, is that a Furby?
Yeah.
That's me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm nervous. Hot voice.
Thank you.
Hot voice.
I had to smoke a cigarette before that. It's like, I really get it.
What is that?
I'm just kidding.
Like, a cigarette voice is so hot, then you kiss her and it tastes like pumpkin seeds.
Gross. Ugh.
But if you smoke,
it's hot.
Hit me up.
So, I have questions for you.
Please. Oh, I brought a gift for you, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. My pockets were just so full that I just didn't know what to do with these. So, I just thought I'd leave those there.
Oh, I see.
Never mind. Okay, the joke bombed.
That's okay.
The joke bombed, all right?
Well, I mean, there was too many ones there.
Yeah, but it's for valet.
It's going to cost you way more than that.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing. Like, if I could put the blockchain on the table, I would.
I also don't like condoms.
You don't like condoms?
No.
Welcome to Texas, baby.
Raw dog it all
raw
the way.
Raw dogging. That's the UT Austin mascot.
Yeah.
The raw dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bull.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Horns down.
Horns down.
Horns up.
I'm horny. All right.
There you go.
Let's start the show.
So I have questions. I have appetizer questions.
Please.
Main course questions.
Yes.
And then a dessert question.
Ooh.
Do you need a safe word?
Like now or
no? Yeah, you should pick a safe word now.
What
in
does
case
that mean?
I
like
cross
if I
a
tap
line
out,
and you're like ugh.
Artichoke.
Okay,
I say that. Or you say that.
You say that.
Cool.
But I'll say it too. We can artichoke these questions together.
You can artichoke me tonight.
We'll all artichoke right. it down.
Somebody.
We're gonna
It's too early for this.
I tried to offer you a martini.
You know, maybe we'll see. That's my safety word, martini.
So we're changing from artichoke.
Who
can't
knows?
Just pick
I'm ambidextrous. I'll do whatever
here.
The hell I need to.
Okay, artichoke martini, either one.
That's,
I'll go for
that's,
it.
It's a collab, artichoke martini.
Okay.
I'm ready.
We're going to start off with some appetizer questions.
Phone
do you
friend.
Have any irrational fears?
Probably dying.
That's not irrational.
It could be.
Why is that irrational?
I mean, look at a guy like Elon Musk. He's like, I will live forever. So that's not like a fear for him. But I don't know. I think an irrational fear is that... I think not being a good father to my cat, that's kind of a big fear.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's just at home all day, bored.
Yeah.
What's your irrational fear? What does the word irrational mean? That's what I should have started with. Like fears that don't happen but could happen?
Yeah, I guess so. Like I'm deathly afraid of dying in an airplane.
Yeah. There's too many people, it takes away the spotlight. Because then it's not like, oh, Lauren Compton died. It's like, oh, you're 300.
One of yeah. a bunch.
Exactly.
Yeah. That,
I think I would be, an irrational fear would be getting hit by a car and dying, but I can't pick the car.
That you get hit.
Yeah, because if you get hit by a Ford F-350, everyone's like, that's an American hero. But like, if you die from a Fiat, that's on you.
Yeah.
Everybody's at your like funeral being like, where's the Bruce? Look at this little bitch over here.
Right?
You know, that's an irrational fear.
Would you want to like get hit by like a Mack truck and just end it, make sure you're done?
The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
There you go.
Yeah, just speared through the head.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun.
That would make headlines.
Yeah. I probably, yeah, no, I think getting hit by a car I couldn't pick. And also like, what does my like last face look like? you know?
Yeah. Because
like, imagine if there was like a street camera, and I'm like, oh, like if I'm about to get hit, I need to know so I can be like, I just need stone cold fish. It's like, hit me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think my rational fear would also be like, what are my last words? Can I pick them or not?
What would your last words be?
Probably, oh, fuck. But I would want to be like, the password is, and then just.
Yeah.
To what?
What a cliffhanger.
Yeah, I think cliffhanger.
There you go.
But like nobody would care.
Leave them guessing.
Yeah. I think so.
What group were you in high school?
I hung out with the cool kids, but I wasn't a cool kid, you know? Like I was on the bench for the Lakers. Like we were all, I went to a lot of parties, but when I walked in, it was with a group. Nobody was like, oh, Trev's here. People would be like, it'd be like, oh, CJ and the boys are here. So I was a part of the boys. You know, I was like a Backstreet Boy who wasn't front and center.
You're
I wasn't
a supporting actor.
Yeah.
In the movie.
I was on a big show, but I wasn't a lead.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably that. I hung out with those guys. But like I partied, you know. I had a girlfriend at one point.
Yeah. How many girlfriends have you had?
Four, I think.
Like serious ones?
Yeah. Like four.
What's the longest term you've had in a relationship?
Mentally, my whole life, honestly. I've just always been in love. 2.5 years. That was the second recent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you speak any foreign languages?
No. But I could put on a front that I could, you know. You give me an Adderall and a Duolingo subscription, I'm there. Marseille Pouvi, I don't know. Something.
Yeah.
I just speak fucking dog. I need whatever you need me to speak, I got you, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Your first language is a spitting game.
Yeah, but I don't have game.
You don't think you do?
No. Like what happens is somebody might find me attractive, and the more I keep talking, I like talk myself out of their attractiveness. Like, you know, they're like, you were so hot at first, and then you compared my like mom to like a penguin. I'm like, eh. I'm just like always in bits mode, and like girls don't want bits.
Yeah.
You know? Girls don't want bits.
Yeah.
I'm like trying. That's my problem with dating, is I try to riff with girls, and like if there's no riff, then I'm like, ah.
So how do you, if you're on a date with a girl, and like you can tell you're not riffing, it's not vibing,
it's tough.
How do you get out of it?
I kind of just accept it for what it is, and I go, you know, at least I look cool. People from other tables be like, Trev's on a hot date.
Yeah.
But mentally, I'm like, this is the worst place ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my irrational fear, that you're having you're just crash and burning.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's kind of, I don't know. I just like good conversation, which sounds so fucking pussy of me to say, but you know, you just see so many dates in Los Angeles where it's like a one-sided podcast. It's just like just a guy just venting, and then the girl's just like tapping away, and you're like, wow.
Damn.
That's love.
Do you feel like you're going to find love in LA?
Maybe in like Toluca Lake, maybe the outskirts. I don't know. I am confident that I will. But maybe I won't. I don't know.
How do you date? How do you find girls?
I'm not on dating apps. I just like either DMs, ladies, or kind of just like in life, I guess, maybe after a show or like at a bar through a friend.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dating apps just too, it's too like cannibal. It's just too like you're just a caveman. You're just left, right. Like there's no like sense in it. It's like, I don't know, the attention span to your brain gives it. It's just not healthy, I think.
Would you ever date a fan?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then they know what your life is kind of entails. They're like, oh, he tours a lot. He's always, you know, filming or working or editing. Like, he's a busy man. Like, they kind of know. But, like, I think that's almost better, because I've been on dates where a girl's like, so what do you do? And I'm like, oh, no. Now I gotta be like, now I have to explain the reason why I like work like 16-hour days. And she's like, this is not making me wet at all. And I'm like, no, it is. For the algorithm, babe, the algorithm. So I think if somebody knows my life, it's better. But I think the amount of work that I put into the day-to-day, fucking Gary Vee, I love what I do. Mm-hmm. So like if somebody can get on board and like, oh yeah, I know Trevor, I know his podcast, Stiff Socks. I know his podcast, I know his videos. I know he tours a lot. Then, you know, they're understanding like what's going on. Not that somebody can't get used to that, but it is a little easier maybe.
Yeah. Would you ever date a girl on OnlyFans?
Yeah. I'm wearing OnlyFans socks right now, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I came in them last night. So I
You're a supporter.
Of OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I think they're doing great things over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you were in school, what was your best subject?
Probably Whippets.
Man, Whippets are going around these days. I've heard about a lot of people doing Whippets lately.
That's Texas, baby. It's so hot. They're like, give me some of that fucking that whipped cream.
I would pass cool out. Off.
No, it's the opposite. You get oxygen from it.
Too much oxygen.
If you do it right, you got to microdose the Whippets.
Oh,
no, I think
man.
My favorite subject, God, I don't know. When I got to college and I started doing film school, that's what I really liked. But before that, maybe, I'm trying to think. I had a pretty hot English teacher in 11th grade, Miss Saffron.
Not the question. That's a red flag.
What are we talking about again? She was a swim coach.
Yeah. What was your worst subject?
Math. I was a senior in a class with a bunch of sophomores, which is not good. If you think all the sophomores like, dude, Trev's so cool. He's a senior.
Dude, I got to relate to you. I failed pre-algebra 3 years in a row.
Yeah. I don't even know if I ever made it to
I
algebra.
Don't even know how to use a calculator.
Really?
I'm exaggerating a little bit,
but
holy shit, I'm so bad.
I was terrible at math.
At math.
Terrible math. And then they'd always be like, oh, show your work. I'd be like, I copied this. Why just be drawing like wingdings on the side of the paper to make it look like work?
Yeah.
I'd put in more work faking work than doing the actual work.
Okay. Same. Yeah.
Whatever.
Main course questions coming up.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Is anyone under the impression that they are in a relationship with you?
Probably mentally, yeah.
Yeah.
There's people that DM me every single day.
DM?
Just, yeah, but they just are like, you know, they're just saying, it's like like people's DMs are like a diary for some people. Like somebody was just last night was like, hey, I have tickets to a Nickelback concert. Do you want to go to Nickelback? Do you like Nickelback? And then they kept asking questions. Then one of the questions, she goes, thinking about how you are in bed. Do you sweat in bed? Like how sweaty are we talking? Full conversation.
Gosh, she's going to take over my job.
It's AI. I don't know what's going on, but
she's got so many questions.
Yeah.
Do you sweat
women.
In bed?
What? Do I sweat in bed? Yeah, I'd say so.
Do you like to sleep with it cold?
Yeah, gotta be cold. I go room super cold, but like covered in a blanket. You
Same.
Know? Yeah.
I hope this girl's watching this podcast. I'm helping her out.
She's watching me sleep at night. Yeah.
Oh.
She is locked in. But does anybody think they're in a relationship with me? No, I don't think so.
Do you feel like you're clear when you date what you're... status.
Yeah, well, also women will ask you. They'll be like, what are we? And you're like, oh boy. So they let it be known.
Because
they want the, you know, you both want the title just so you know. And it's like, are we here yet? We've been dating for X amount of time. What are we? Fair question to ask.
Mm-hmm. How long do you feel like you date someone before you can define that?
I think 3 months is good. It's
yeah.
like a Spotify premium trial, you know? You really know, like, do you want to pay
you
that
subscribe?
Do you want that $9.99 a month or not?
Yeah. What locks you in when you date? What's your...
Man. I would say... God, I think there's just like a feeling when it feels right. Like it just feels like... Because sometimes, I'm sure everybody in here has had that, where you get a text from somebody, you're like, what do you want?
Yeah.
And it's not that. Oh, beautiful. That, I think what locks it in is just... I don't even... Good personality is really where I'm at. Not to sound like a fuckboy, but a good personality... You know, sends back funny stuff. I should just date Joe Rogan. I don't know what I need. I need a guy, you know, good personality, sexually active in these streets. Maybe has an ass. Definitely has an ass.
Are you an ass guy or a boob guy?
Ass guy.
Blonde hair or brunette?
Brunette.
Do you care about eye color?
No, but I think blue is an added value. Blue's
yeah.
like, you know, when you're like getting a rental car and they're like, do you want CarPlay? And you're like, fuck yeah. CarPlay is like the blue eyes for me.
Yeah. I like blue eyes too. They're so pretty to look at.
They are. And they look great on camera. And they're also just like, they're just bright, captivating.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and
6-1 since that matters.
And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is cheating to you? Can you define cheating?
Yeah. I think even having the thought of another woman is cheating.
Yeah?
Oh, you hold the door for a woman? For what? So you can hold her legs open later? Cheating.
Yeah.
I think cheating is, you know, everybody knows. You start looking around, when you respond to it. If you're in a relationship and you respond to a girl's Instagram, oh, that broccoli's so funny. Yeah, okay. You want to have sex with her, don't you? If you respond to another woman's Instagram, that was a bit I was doing in the beginning of my breakup. Was like the funniest thing about being single is you'll never respond to more girls' Instagrams in your life. Just anything and everything. She's like taking her dog to the park and you're like, oh, border collies, man. I got to give me one of those. You're just like trying to start a conversation with nobody, just like the girl in my DMs. Yeah.
So
you'll just never respond to more stories when you're single. But I think it's like, I think there's signs that you might not cheat, but they are on a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like they open a girl's DM and they like it, but they don't comment. They go, oh, babe, I was just liking it. I think it's that. I think, I think ultimate cheating is just obviously hooking up with somebody else.
Yeah.
You know,
if your partner had an emotional relationship with another guy, like a friend, and she was like, he's just a friend, but they had like they talked like in their car rides together.
The fuck?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just like,
girl, you ain't an Uber driver. Get that man out of here. I would be skeptical. Because here's where my head is, and this is not the right answer. Then in my head, I'd be like, oh, well, now I got to talk to one of her best friends, and so I can be one-on-one. And, like, that's not a good relationship at all. So I think if it's, like, a work friend, maybe. But he has to be a higher-up position. You can't be flirting with an intern.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's, I don't know. But it's also a trust thing. If you trust your girlfriend and she's got a friend like that, then she's not doing anything wrong.
What is a turn off for you?
A turn off, probably like laziness. Like I think there was like a morning where I had something at like 11. I'm like starting to get ready. And she's like, no, stay in bed. I'm like, I gotta go. My brain is going 100 miles an hour. I'm worried about TikTok. I don't want to cuddle. I'm just laying there thinking about Zuckerberg. You know, this is not a good look for me. But I was like, what do you got going on today? She's like, oh, I have something at 4, but I think I'm going to cancel. I'm feeling too tired. I'm like, that's in 5 hours.
Yeah.
I need some girl boss in her, you know?
Yeah.
Little girl boss, something like that.
Some hustle.
I also think, and that's fine if you vape, but you know, because that's a quarter of the population. But it is interesting, like, to be laying in bed with a girl and she's like vaping. And you're like, oh, is that because I put it down? She's like, no, I'm just addicted. And you're like, fuck. I thought I put in that work, you know? Started ripping on the puff bar. But
yeah. I like cheering for someone else in a relationship, too. Like, I want to know I'm not the only person that has shit going on.
Yes, of course. Yeah, I want the best of both worlds. I want the joint unity where you're like, fuck yeah, we're both busy, we're doing things. But also, like, you do your thing, you do your thing. And then you, like, go back and, like,
yeah,
you both go off to work, come back, and you celebrate the wins together, I guess.
100%.
Yeah. Every woman is so dry right now. Like, shut up, Trevor. Take me to Tulum.
Let's say that you're on a date.
Yes.
And a hot girl walks by. How do you sneak a look?
You go, where's the bathroom? You go, wait, where's the bathroom? Is she going to the bathroom? And then you can just stare at her ass.
You know what? It's so crazy that you're so good at that. That's a red flag.
No, it's not a red flag. It's a green flag. It's a good flag. I'm learning. Because what you guys do it too. You're like, oh, I'm going to go get a drink at the bar. The bartender's hot. We know what you're doing.
Yeah.
There's a waitress that comes to the table, takes the drink orders. I'm going to go talk to the bartender. Yeah, okay. They got with a neck tattoo of a flaming eyeball. Yeah, we see what's going on here. Yeah, I think it's a lot of, or you be like, oh, what did they get over there?
Right.
I've never done that, but you could.
It's an idea that has crossed your mind.
Yeah, I think it's fun to be like, oh, what are, they got lasagna? What did they get? They just have waters.
Yeah.
What is that over? Oh shit, goddamn. Yeah. I don't know.
What's the longest that you think you should date someone before you introduce them to your parents?
Oh, interesting. I think 3 months is about the time before you get into a relationship. So maybe around that. Maybe get in a relationship first and then introduce. Or you see how they react with your parents before you pop the question. It goes for both sides.
Yeah. Are your parents cool?
Yeah, they're very cool. They're cool. And my parents are very, they don't hold back. They kind of just say what they're thinking, which is good and bad. They'd be like, oh, she was interesting. I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
She's not a book. What do you mean interesting? So I will, or they'll tell me after I dated somebody. They'll be like, she was nice. You know, parts of her didn't seem like you, but she was nice. It's like the same way my mom talks about food at a restaurant. She likes it. If she doesn't like it, she'll be like, it was good. Wasn't for me. Wouldn't get it again, but it was good. So they're good, honestly, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know yourself the best.
Yeah. Well, if you were in love with a girl and your parents...
I am.
Are you?
Mentally, maybe.
Okay. Let's say your parents fucking hate that girl.
Yeah.
But you love her.
Uh-huh.
Does it matter?
It's a red flag in my parents. What are you doing? Why are you trying to cockblock me, Dad? Do you want grandkids or not? Oh, where's your grandkids? I would always be fun to have a Christmas with the grandkids. Well, I'm not going to have grandkids if you don't let me get some kids.
Yeah.
No, I mean, honestly, I think that is inch. I would hear them out. I'd be like, what's your logic on this?
Uh-huh.
But that happens all the time, you know? But you always want what you can't have. Maybe my dad's jealous. Insert air horns.
How long until you feel like it's safe to take a shit at your partner's house?
Wow. Well, whenever they leave, so it could be first date, but she's like, oh, I'm gonna go get the mail. Oh yeah, for sure. Pom pom, I'm in and out. I'm Jason Bourne in that bitch. I'm in and out.
What if she doesn't leave?
I don't honestly, that's, and it's not even like I could tell myself mentally, like, yeah, I should just go to the bathroom. But like my brain and my bowels are connected. So my brain will be like, no, can't do that. So I could like say I want to go to the bathroom, but like my body won't let me.
Really?
But that's how I honestly, and this is very weird. That's how I know if I'm comfortable with somebody is my body's around somebody. Like the girl I dated for 2.5 years, like that was probably pretty quick where you're like, my body trusts this person. This feels like there's a long term here. This feels like we can be silly, goofy with each other and be like, don't go in there. No, seriously, don't fucking go in there.
Yeah.
You know, so. Yeah, I think it's all around that, like when you, I don't even know. I think it's all around that same period. Because when you want to ask them to be your girlfriend, that should be around the time where you're like, I feel very comfortable with this person.
Yeah.
It's 3 months maybe, I don't know, it's kind of long, that's long.
I feel like 3 months is like a good.
Yeah, well, there's levels to it. I also think there's like, you go to the bathroom in front of them and then you hit a point where you just stop caring and the door is just wide open.
Yeah.
And you're having a full blown conversation, you know?
Yeah. I think if I'm taking a poop.
Women don't do that.
Princesses don't do that.
There we go. There we go. How long do you wait?
Well, my brain doesn't communicate with my butt.
Really?
If I have to go.
You're gone.
I'm going. And I will go in there, turn on some water, some death music. Like just roar!
What are you doing to that toilet?
I just want to make sure.
What? What in the Bucky's brisket sandwich are you eating in there?
I have to make sure that the music is so loud and obnoxious.
Girls poop so fast because you turn on the sink and then be like, did you just wash your hands? Like it's just like, on 1, 2, 3, done. But it is the sink.
The sink is helpful.
I need that in the men's urinal because like when a guy is next to me and he's got a louder pee stream than me, I wish I had the sink so I could turn. I get in my head real easy. If he's got a louder pee stream than me, I'm flushing. That's the most beta, like, cuck move in the world is when you flush the urinal next to a guy. I wait for them to do it. Then I'm like, fuck, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that pool noodle flow. You didn't even know it.
Let's say you're in a relationship and your significant other is gaining weight.
Yeah.
Do you tell them that they're gaining weight? How do you tell them?
No, I don't think you tell them. I think you just break up with them. No. I don't know, because at the end of the day, like, if you're looking at your significant other and the weight's pissing you off, it's like it probably wasn't a great relationship to begin with. So many of the happiest relationships, I saw an article online actually that said happier couples tend to gain weight over the time. And I look back at my last relationship, she had a six pack the entire time. Not a good relationship.
Miserable.
It was a great relationship, but I do think that is funny. I don't know. But also, like, my guess is if she's gaining weight, he's probably gaining weight. It's probably a one for one combo. Or you, like, I don't know. There's no right answer without fucking Reddit yelling at me. So I think you just go, like, I'm going to start going to the gym. You want to come with me? And then if she's like, why? Do you think I'm fat? No. I just thought it'd be good bonding between us.
Do you think you're pretty healthy?
Yes and no. I think so. Like, I'll drink like an Athletic Greens and then I'll just have like fried chicken right after. I'm like, they counterbalance.
I think they do. Especially celery juice. It actually burns calories.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Counteracts itself.
Damn. All right. Yeah, I also try to work out, you know.
You look fit. You look healthy.
Thank you.
Do you have a fast food preference?
In-N-Out or Taco Bell, I think. What about you?
Yeah, I had In-N-Out for lunch.
Really?
I had it wrapped in lettuce.
Yeah, lettuce wrap. There's great. It's phenomenal. I like them. So good. It feels refreshing. That first bite, the crunch sounds like a commercial. It's good.
Yeah. Mine was a little soggy, though. I waited too
That's
long.
That's Texas.
I know.
Yeah, if you wait too long, it is weird. It's like a wet wallet. It's
then
not
I just
good.
Ate it with a fork and a knife.
Really?
Kind of took the lettuce off of it.
Oh, you undressed her.
I mean,
hold up.
Dropped its panties.
Damn.
Put it in my mouth.
Damn.
Swallowed.
Let us talk about that. Jesus. Yeah, the lettuce wrap is good, but you wait too long. It's all over your fingers. You feel like a 5-year-old with an iPad.
Especially with these frog stickers.
Frog stickers?
Yeah. Have you never heard them called frog stickers?
Fingers?
Frogs. Fingernails. Frog stickers?
No.
I don't really know what it means, I'll be honest. My mom just used to say that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that, but I'm going to use that.
Frog stickers.
Frog stickers.
Yeah.
No, I've never heard that. Not in like a bad way. I'm not saying your mom's like delusional or anything.
Well, I'm here to teach you things. Do you feel, well, my mom is delusional though,
there we
too.
Go.
She's in her 70s.
Yeah. You hit like 6 and you're like, I'll tell you what the truth is. Like, yeah. Mom, what? Put the oatmeal down.
Do you have any bad tattoos?
I don't. My equivalent of bad tattoos in high school, I had my ears gauged. I had like the hole in my ears.
Your ears came back.
Yeah. Yeah. They surprised me. We still see through like this one, I think. But like my parents were like, you're going to regret it. I was like, no, I won't. And then I did. So
that's like a punk thing, right?
I don't know what I was doing. Literally, the reason I got it, there was a guy in my science class who had them and he got chicks. And I was like, it's what they want. And
if he gets chicks, you get chicks.
Literally. But that's how a high school brain works. It's like a chameleon. You're like, that guy gets vagina. Also, he was like 6'3", played on the football team, was like 250 stacked. And I was like, oh, we'll be the same body type. But yeah, the only thing that ever happened when I got gauges was just other guys being like, dude, do yours smell too? Like, mine smell really bad.
Ew.
Yeah, I was like, this is the opposite of women. This is terrible. Just other guys being like, what are you putting there? Pencils? Erasers? A gun.
Jesus. It's like a storage unit in your head.
It was not good. But like in my head, I was like 16. I was like, this will get chicks. Because they're like, women, pain, they like that.
Did you get chicks?
No. One. I had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Eventually. She dated me with those in. God damn.
It worked.
Yeah. She's in Missouri now, 2 kids.
Oh.
Good for her.
Does she have gauged ears?
I don't know. She's probably got a 12 gauge. It's Missouri. We in the South. I don't know where Missouri is. Somewhere out there.
What?
Where is Texas? Is Texas the South?
Texas is most of the United States.
I know that, but like, what is this the South? Or is this Midwest?
I personally consider it the South because it's, if you look at North, East, West, South, it's South.
True.
But some people wouldn't consider it the South.
So I live in Los Angeles, Southern California. Am I from the South?
Southern California.
So I'm making out with my cousin?
Southwest.
Southwest. Southwest. That's an airline. Peanuts.
Thank you, Trevor. I'm not as dumb as I look.
You're not. I never said that.
Thank you. What's the worst date you've ever been on?
The worst date I've ever been on was probably, there's one that comes to mind, but it's like not like, let me see. The worst date. One time I just went on a date and then we just went to the same restaurant, but it was different names. And she was at one in downtown. I was at one in like Hollywood. She's like, I'm here. Da-da-da. Back and forth. That's not really that bad. I don't know.
Nothing like horrible has ever happened. Another guy ever showed up, ever got caught. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe artichoke on that just because I don't have any good answer. I just don't think I have a bad answer. Like, I think like there's, like in my head, there's like dates where you're like, oh, we're not compatible, but there's not like a bad date where like this, like the waiter was like a 7-foot dude who's like, oh, what's up, shoddy? Like, there's no like,
yeah,
Brian Scalabrini's not dicking down any of my dates. So I don't know. I don't think so. I'm sure it'll come to me later, but.
You can DM me.
Yeah. Oh, already did. but.
Well, then I'll ask you my dessert question.
Please.
What is the sweetest thing you've ever done for someone?
Anyone?
That you've been with.
That I've dated? Okay. Let's see.
Do you consider yourself romantic?
Yeah. I think I'm romantic. I think I'm just a good listener. And I would just like, when I was dating this girl, I was like kind of just like collecting down. She would like say something, but can I really want this? I really want that, blah, 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 blah. And I was just like her Amazon, like Alexa, just being like, yes, yes, yes. I was just writing it down the back of my head. And then when Christmas came around, she's like, oh my God, these are all the things I've been talking about. And I was like, that's me. I mean, I think there's got to be sweeter. Let me think. There's really got to be sweeter. Did a couple beach picnics. I honestly think the sweetest thing I've ever done is like for my parents. I think I care more about romance is such a subjective word because it's like buying a purse for somebody is very romantic, but also, you know, like a scavenger hunt with a bunch of cute things is really romantic. So there's like no.
Oh, I've never done that.
A scavenger hunt?
Not in a relationship. My mom used to do those for me when I was little.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think it's just been, I don't even, it's just like.
Have you ever traveled anywhere with a girl?
Yeah. You know what? I got it. This is the answer. Put this in. One Valentine's Day, the morning of, I was like, hey, we're going to LAX. And she's like, where are we going? I was like, I don't know. We're just going to get on a flight. And we did one of those like next flight out type deals.
Mm-hmm.
So we went there and it ended up being Denver. This is the sweetest thing I ever did. It's all coming back to me. God, I miss her. It's all coming back to me. But we went to the airport, we're like, next flight out, where's it going? And it happened to be Denver. So we went to Denver for Valentine's Day and spent a weekend there. Kind of just went around with some restaurants, had a fun time, stayed at some hotel that had two twin size beds because it was Valentine's Day weekend and everything was sold out and we didn't plan anything. So it was a lot of fun. There was no expectations. And it just like, it felt very rom-com-y. And I think we like vlogged the whole thing. Like it was like a fun, like it felt romantic. And it was, what I like about it is both sides had fun. I think a lot of gifts, it feels like the guy's like, I'm just buying this to buy this, you know. But this one was like, we're both experiencing this at the same time, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And this was a Valentine's Day gift.
This was, yeah. Probably what, that.
Did she do anything for you?
Sexually? I'm trying to think. I don't know what she got me. Or I think it was like one of those where like that was the gift was that. And she's like, I'll buy the flight. You buy the hotel. Whatever. I forget what it was, but it was like an equal participation type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this podcast is always pretty short. It's only 30 minutes.
Whoa. 32 on the dot.
Time flies by when you're having fun.
That's what I always say.
Well, obviously you're everywhere on the internet, but where can people find you?
TrevorWallsComedy.com. If I have tour dates coming up, I'm filming a special this weekend. So it'll be out somewhere in the fall. I'm excited for that.
What's it called?
I have a few names in my head right now. I don't have the name for it just yet, but it'll be out there. It'll be really fun. We're filming it at the Paramount in town. So. Yeah, I'm excited to get this thing off the ground. That's really all I have working on right now. And then I put out sketches every week on my YouTube and TikTok and Instagram. Just Trevor Walls on everything.
Cool
to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on.
Awesome.
We'll see you guys next week.
First date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date, I can't.